First of all, Chevra, I got to apologize to the Chevra that's here, and more importantly, the Chevra that's not here, that perhaps could have been here, would have been here, for postponing Shir so late this week. But as I wrote in the text, you know, I was davening with Yisharibo. And when you're davening with Yisharibo, you know, the concert didn't start. It started an hour later than it was supposed to, and with my wife and my daughter Neshama, and it was mamash a night of tefillah. Main Olam Haba. And it's a big avodah, by the way. It's a big chizik in tefillah. That tefillah doesn't have to be and shouldn't be, you know, set to structure of time. And that I go and I daven my shachris and I have my half hour and my 10 minutes for mincha and my 10 minutes for ma'ariv. Sometimes it could be that. But sometimes, meaning if you're davening, there should be times when I'm mamish just so into my davening and such kavan in my davening, where I'm lost in my tefillah, that I turn around and it's much, much later than I thought, you know? And we just let ourselves go a little bit, you know, like frozen, let it go. You gotta sometimes let it go in tefillah. You know, Chevra, that's gonna be a new one. Understand that a little bit, but the rest of us, although maybe more of us will be there, who knows? It was very close this year. But anyways, Lamaisa, we have to just daven. We have to let it go. So I apologize, but Mir Tashem, the tefillahs were big, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should be makabel, ba'ava, and Bez Hashem is baruch, u'bizaychar only simcha and bracha. So, you know, there are a lot of Ramazim when it comes to Elul. We're more than halfway through Elul, and there's so much avodah left to prepare for the Yom Narayim. If you look in Parashas Mishpatim, Perek of Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's talking about the Arei Miklat, and a person who kills by accident, so basically, if you kill by accident, that you have to run to a place that's Dari Miklat Galus, we know, right? So in that pasuk, the words Ina Liyado Vesamti Lecha, Ina Liyado Vesamti Lecha is Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, is El. And Svarim bring down this Remez Lel. We have to understand this Remez Lel. We have to understand what does Arei Miklat, what does somebody killing Bishogig by accident, as having to run to Arei Miklat and saved from the Gol Adam, saved from the family member that could kill him, what does that have anything to do with El and our Avoida during these days? These days are very big days of Tikkun. Very big days that we have to work on ourselves. As the Gemara and Ksuvas, it says that if you have a sefer in your house, and it's a discussion in the Mefarshim which sefer it's talking about, definitely talking about Tanakh, maybe even other Svarim, she'eino moga, that basically was not checked. It wasn't proofread. Again, you have to remember, now we have a printing press, and we have printed Svarim. It used to be they would write every Sefer by hand, and Vada until today, Vada the Torah, but Nach as well, and has to be checked. And you have a Sefer Sheinu Moga, Amar of Ami, Ad Lamid Yom Mutter Lashoso, Mikan Ve'elach Osir Lishoso. You can't allow that Sefer to stay in your house more than 30 days. And based on a pasuk, Atishkom Balecha Avla, that Avla, which are sins and bad things, shouldn't rest in your house. Why? And Farshim explained that we're afraid that maybe this Sefer has mistakes, and you're going to use it to learn from it, and you're going to paskin halacha wrong, basically. And you're going to understand life in the wrong ways. So you can't have a Sefer in your house that's not checked for 30 days. Hey, look at Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsker says that so too we know a Sefer is not just a sefer. A sefer is not just a book. The pasuk in Bereishis says, "Zeh sefer toldos Adam." This is the sefer of the toldos of the generations of men. And basically, a sefer is every single person. Every one of us is writing a book. We're going to be davened that we should be written into the book of Chaim. Our life is a book. We're writing our book. We're writing our sefer. And a sefer is a remez to each and every one of us. Happens to be, b'derech remez, sefer is gematria 340, which is exactly gematria shem, a name. That's why we know many tzaddikim are known by their svarim, right? The Noam Elimelech, Moshe David, the Noam Elimelech, the Kedushas Levi, the Chassam Sofer, the Chafetz Chaim. I'm sure if you go around and ask people, some people, again, I don't mean people here, but some people, what's the name of the Chafetz Chaim? What do you mean, what's the name of the Chafetz Chaim? Chafetz Chaim. What's the name of Noam Elimelech? Noam Elimelech. What's the name of Chvesnisht? You know, their name, Tzaddikim, are known by the B'nai Yisoschar, known by their Sfarim. The Sefer is Gematria Shem. But that tells us that each and every one of us is a Sefer. We're a Sefer. So Tver Shlomo says, just like a Sefer, we see can't be 30 days without being checked, so too we need a Bedika within ourselves. So too we should constantly be checking ourselves. We should be constantly looking into ourselves. And doing cheshbon nefesh and see what needs tikkun, what needs fixing. And definitely these 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Yimei El, we need to look into ourselves. What do I need to fix? What do I need to work on? What needs tikkun in my life? And be real. And it's easy to, you know, look around at others. And it's easy often to blame others. You know, again, I know I have issues, but it's because... it's because of Ichvesnisht, because of this Rebbe, because of my family situation, because of... we could make all the excuses in the world. You saw today, the president, President Biden, at his Ichvesnisht, a person asked him if he will take responsibility, for what's going on in Afghanistan today. Unfortunately, terrible, terrible tsaras and terrible tragedy, and it's terrible what's going on. The people are losing lives. Our heart has to go out to them as well. We feel for all people in this world. Innocent people who are being killed. And what does Biden say? First, he like says one line as if he would take responsibility, and immediately, within two sentences, he blames it on Trump. He blames it on Trump. Again, I'm not getting into politics. We don't talk politics here. That is not. But the idea of immediately blaming it on someone else, like not to look internally and realize, I made a mistake. I messed up. And I need to fix that to the best of my ability now. I need to do what I can to fix it. So do we need to be metakin ourselves. And the first step in being metakin oneself, the first step in tshuva, the first step in taking Yimei El in a proper way is to look into yourself and see, where do I need to be fixed? Be real. And I was reading, and I'm sort of chevra from Hask, I don't know if you started reading the Rav Judah's Sefer, Baderach. So I started, I read through the first, I guess you call it the first chapter, the first part. Each chapter is like two pages, but the first part is like the first 10, 12 chapters, whatever it was. I'm going to continue. It's incredible. Incredible work. Incredible work he did, Nafshi, Rav Judah, what he did. And he has a story there from Rav Mendel Futterfuss. Rav Mendel was a very famous Chabad Mashpia. In the 1940s, he did amazing things. We've told over here stories from him before. Rav Melech Biederman has some stories from him, special stories. And he said a story how Rav Mendel, he was constantly being put into Siberia and thrown in jail for all the Maisim Toivim that he was doing, all the Tzidkas that he was doing. And one time he said he was in jail, and one of the things that was in jail that was illegal and punishable in a terrible way, was playing with cards. Chaver maybe remember the story. But there were the prisoners there were constantly playing with cards. And the guards knew about it, and they kept on coming and checking the cells, and they couldn't find the cards anywhere, so they didn't find them ready-handed, they couldn't punish them. But they knew they were, they just knew it. They even, when they were in other rooms, they heard them like talking about it in the kilu while they're playing, and they'd run in and never find them. And each time, and one time they came, that's it, and they literally strip searched them, and no, they couldn't find the cards anywhere. What's pshat? So one time, Rav Mendel went over to these guys, he says, you need to teach me, I'm not going to give it away, tell me your secret. I know you're playing cards. The guards know you're playing cards. But every time they can't find them, you have black magic in here, what's going on? So the guy says to Rav Mendel, He says, we're expert at pickpocketing. We're mamish, these like, you know, that was our avaita. That was, you know. So you know, we have a sleight of hand. We're very good with that. So when the guards come in, you know, we do the cards. We put them immediately, slip them very in a sensitive way without them knowing. That's how we're into their pockets. We put the cards into the pockets of the guards. And then right before they leave, when they can't find anything, we pick back at them and get them back. And they never look on themselves. They never look into themselves. They're only looking on others. So they never find the cards. Chaver, what an idea. It's so easy to look around and see all the flaws, all the chasronos, all that's lacking in others. Our avodah during Yemei El now is to look into ourselves. To look into ourselves. And see the areas that need tikkun. That's the first step. Forget about how to be metaken, but look into ourselves. The Meshech Chochma in Parshat Nitzavim on the mitzvah of tshuva, ki mitzvah zos, says, you could say, okay, so what do I, again, because I need to fix everything, I don't even know what I need to fix anymore, right? Meaning, lemaisa, if I started really looking into myself, I need to fix every area of my life. And then if I'm honest, so where do I start? What do I fix? Meshech Chochma says, each and every one of us internally, naturally know what we need to fix. We naturally know what's right. We naturally know what's emes. You know it, but just be honest with yourself. And decide that you're going to. And decide that we're going to work on ourselves. And we have to find it. And we have to be real. But that takes being honest. That takes being brutally honest. Sometimes if you can't be honest, it means we're not learning enough Torah. Because to be honest with oneself means I have to have an objective viewpoint of the world. If I'm subjective in my understanding of what's right and wrong because of the influences of the world, how can I know what I need to fix? So I need to be learning Torah to give me the clarity. Torah gives me kinar mitzvah Torah are. That's why the Gemara as well, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hey tells us when you have Yisurin, you have difficulties, and we all have Yisurin, whether we have individual or global. It's been a year of Yisurin for Klal Yisrael. A year of tragedy. So if we have Yisurin, what are we supposed to be doing? Gemara says, Imro Adam Yisurin Ban, love your fashbish v'aisav. Do introspection. Look into yourself. Try to figure out what's wrong. And we all need to do that. Even if Baruch Hashem in our personal lives, things are good. In the global world, they haven't been good. In the global COVID, I was by this beautiful Yishariba concert tonight, and the guy who was like, who publicized the event, was behind it, got up and was saying how beautiful it is that we're finally together and having a concert. And it is. In that theater, King's Theater in Brooklyn, it was the first event they've had since before COVID started. The first event they had. Beautiful, 3,000 people theater. Gorgeous, old from the 1920s. Unbelievable inside. The first event they had. But at the same time, it's like, we thought we're going in that direction. Let's be real. Open up our eyes. And sadly, we see the opposite going on. That unfortunately many people are getting COVID and many people are back in hospitals. Baruch Hashem, for the most part, those are vaccinated. Now, I'm not going to get into all this now, but you see, in Eretz Yisrael, things were opening up, and now they're closing. Here, we're opening, and there's also, to some degree. So we're still in. And then all the other Yisurin that went on this year, I don't want to start talking about it again, it's late. My heart can't take it. My heart can't handle it. I'm not even going to mention, but we know. So you fashbish b'maisav. You have to look into your actions. You have to do introspection. What about pishbish v'lomot? So what if you did introspection and you didn't find anything? So what does the Gemara say? Yidle b'bitl Torah. You should realize it's bitl Torah. What does that mean? Why wouldn't you realize it was bitl Torah? Meaning, obviously, you're not learning enough to understand the clarity in what you need to fix. So learn more Torah. That will create the hischadshus of our lives, which is tshuva. By the way, Yidle b'bitl ha-Torah is gematria 1123, exactly gematria hischadshus. A fresh new beginning. Through the cheshbin and nefesh, the pishbas b'mayisim. This is our avodah. Now we can understand, maybe, from the Avnei Nezer, why one of the Ramazim for El is Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is the city of Levium. So what's special about Levium? You know, when Klal Yisrael was counted, So we know that how old did someone have to be counted? For most of Klal Yisrael, how old? 20 years old. The Shevet Levi, 30 days old. Why is this? Why is it that most of Klal Yisrael, 20 years old, Shevet Levi, 30 days old? Avnei Nezer explains, Heilig Avnei Nezer, that most of Klal Yisrael sinned by Chet Egel. What was all sinned by Chet Egel? They made their own cheshbonos. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu should be back already. Even though Moshe said, I'm coming back, they didn't trust. They didn't have that amuna. They did their cheshbon. They decided, oh, they needed to create some new imagery and intermediary, whatever it was. But it was their cheshbonos, their intellect, their own das, saying, I'm going to run after that and forget about what Moshe told me. I must be right. He's not back. It's over. Chet Egel. Who was the Shevet that didn't sin by the Chet Egel? Shevet Levi. When does one really have Das? At the end of 20 or a full bar Das. So you think you're going to go after your own Das? You don't count until you're 20. This is what Avnei Nezer says. You don't mean anything until you're 20. Until you're 20, you don't have Das. You're not really a Gvir. You think you are your Das. Shevet Levi, you understand, I don't have any Das. I'm nothing. You know, my Das is a Muna about Tochon Hashem. So that already, 30 days old, until you're 30, you know, there's no kiyamis, that's why you wait till 30 days until you're pidgin. Now then, 30 days old, you're already considered a chash of an individual. You're counted. 30 days old. Because you understand that you're mevatel to Hashem, Shevet Levi. You understand that vada, we have to learn and have das, but my das ultimately is when it's mine against the Eibishter, mine against Kedusha, mine against das Torah wins. I know nothing. The Eibishter wins, I know nothing. That's Shevet Levi. That's Shevet Levi. Clarity in objective truth. And knowing that I'm not going to be pulled into my temptations, my desires, my laziness, my rationalizations. And then I could see the core of who I should be and what's real. Therefore, Shevet Levi is where we go during these days. El's in Eliyadav Samti Lecha is Are Mikla. Why Are Mikla is Er Leviim? To remind me, these are days when I'm supposed to be true to myself. These are days when I'm supposed to cleanse myself. Oh, but sometimes I don't even know how. So first of all, we said is Yitlo B'Vilta Torah. So learn more Torah so you can have that clarity and find yourself. And this Barame is to be honest with yourself. Is Ari Mikla, because that's the Ir Leviim. The Leviim were the ones. The Leviim are the ones who understand as an objective truth. It's Rabbeinu Shalom. Keser Melucha. You know, Yishai Ribo tonight, before he played Keser Melucha, Keter Melucha, before he played that beautiful song, what an incredible, the words of this song, Mamish, it's like, had to be through Nevuah, the way he wrote that song. Many of his songs. But he started out before he played it. He said, you know, Lemaisa, we've all been through a lot. We've all seen a lot. And the avoda of the whole time was to remember we know nothing and everything's Rabbeinu Shalom. To be mamlech the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the avoda. And he said, we should daven. We hope that hopefully this is all over, or when this is all over, that we don't forget that. It can't just be during that we recognize I'm mevatel Hashem, because if I'm not mevatel Hashem, I know nothing. That's the avoda, that's Shevet Levi, that's Arei Miklat. And through that, I could see who I'm supposed to be and fix what needs to be fixed. Be metakein what needs to be worked on. Each and every one of us. That's why, Inal Yadav Samtil Chamakom, Ramis Te'elo, because that's the Arei Miklat, is the Ir Leviim. And the Leviim understood this the whole time. The Leviim understood it's not Maichet. Stop all the cheshbonos. Stop all the rationalizations. Stop all the me in it. Just be mevatel to Hashem and see what's emes. What's emes? What's emes? But I believe there's another yesod in Ari Meklat. Could you ask the following question? How does Ari Meklat even work? Why does it work? Meaning what? The halacha is, if an individual kills by accident, The relative of that family member could kill him. Now, not to get into all those details, because you could question that
Alt's logic, but again, we're talking tonight from Mevatel Hashem. We don't understand anything. The Eibishter says the Goyel Adam could kill this guy, that you were somewhat negligent. Yes, it was B'shoigig, it was accident, but you should have been more careful. You were not sensitive enough. Whatever it might be, you deserve to be killed by a relative of that family member. So if I run to the Ari Mikla, suddenly I'm saved and it's fine. That is the halacha. But why? Why does that work? Why does that work? So the Gemara, I'm so excited to share this beautiful Torah. I saw this, I found this Torah in my notes from years ago. I know this was not my own. Put this all together. I think I saw this in Rishmul Brazil Sefer El years ago. I'm not sure. Tomorrow in Baba Mesia. It's a known little story. The story is as follows, just three lines. Du egla davi kamamti leila shachte. There was a little calf that was set aside in line to get shechted. It was on line to get shechted, imagine. Ozol talya lereshe bekanfei de Rebbe. It like ran away. And it put his Rebbe, it put its head, this little eagle, this little calf, put its head underneath like the cloak of Rebbe, the corner of Rebbe's garment, to hide over there. Basically looking for a little Rachmanis. The Kabachi, and was crying. Amarle, what did Rebbe say to this eagle? Zeal, go back. Lekach noitzarta. This is why you were created. You were created to be shechted. You created that a yid should have you by Shabbos Suda, by Yom Tov Suda. And be Mekadosh you through that. That's your purpose. The world was created for man. Everything else is Bishfilin Veroilim, is for man. So, meaning the whole Chvesnish, the animal rights and vegetarian world, again, if people want to be for other reasons, maybe I'm not going to get into the politics, but the idea that it's cruel, Lefi the Torah is Sheker. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't be allowed to. Now again, there is such an idea, because in the beginning of time, we know that by the time of Adam until Noah, we weren't allowed to eat animals, so maybe in a perfect situation that will be, and then would have been. There's what to talk about, I don't want to get into it right now, I have some tirades on that. But l'maisa, b'zman hazeh v'adam, from that point on, we have karbonos, we have sudos, we have ein tzimcha bas v'yayin, zil l'kach noitzarta. You were created so I could enjoy you on Yontif. I want to enjoy a nice little, some lamb chops. Some delicious lamb chops. Amri, we say, Hayov lokum arachem, leiseyela yisurin. Because Rebbe didn't have rachmanis on this little calf, he had many yisurin. The Gemara before said it was 13 years of yisurin. So the obvious question is why? Was Rebbe wrong? He's right. We enjoy good meat. We enjoy good meat. What did Rebbe say that was wrong? So comes the Hilig of Vilna Goyen. And the Vilna Goyen explains that Einach Hanami, the calf was created to be shecht and to be eaten. But when it came to Rebbe to have rachmanos on it and take care of it and crying to Rebbe, naturally, Rebbe should have just taken and had rachmanis. Bin about rachamim. How could you not? There's no flaw in that. And more than that, there was a flaw in not having that rachmanis. That's what the Gra says. That in that moment, he should have had rachmanis. When the calf comes to you to have mercy, how could you not have rachmanis on it? How could you not have rachmanis? So too, the Ari Miklat is the ear of Levim, as we explained. Ear Levim means the ear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ear of Kedusha. So Einach Hanami, what we're saying is this Yid who killed by accident, he has a din to be killed by the Goyel Adam. But when he runs to Ari Miklat, he's running to be under the kanfei, a knaf of the Eibishter. He's going to be running under the cloak of Hashem. And Einach Hanami, Hashem says, how could, if we go and we run, that person runs to Eibish, of course he's going to have rachmanas and takes care. He's a vinu. He's a tat in Himmel. And maybe that's pshat. Another way of looking at this remez to Ari Miklat. First we said, Dar Remezar Miklat is Biba'ir Levi'im, so we have the clarity to do the right tikkun. And halavai we should. And halavai we should work on ourselves and be mechazik ourselves and show up to Rosh Hashanah a different person because I've changed. I'm about tshuva, at least in one area, in something. And I have the ability to be objective with oneself and truthful and work on oneself. But at the end of the day, let's be real. Halavayim will be about tshuva and work on that. But there's so much we need to fix. And we come to Rosh Hashanah, are we going to really be confident that everything's great and perfect? I've perfected myself and I've done everything I could. I'll just say for myself, I don't know if that's going to be. Even if I'm zoichet to have the next week and a half that's incredible to whatever it might be and do the proper tikkun. So I'm going to have to run under the cloak of the Rabbonus. I'm going to ask for Rachmanis. And if I do, just like by Ari Miklat, Hashem says, I'll take you in, so too. The Remez La'elos, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, on the same idea, which is if I run to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I run to my Ari Miklat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And we have to have that Amun, and we have to have that Bitachon, and we have to believe, and we have to know that avada, we have to work on ourselves and be honest and do our part, put in our shtadlus. But once we do that, just run to the Rabbeinu Shalom, be with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to take us in and have rachmanis on us. And everything's going to be okay. And that's the incredible synthesis of Rosh Hashanah. You know, there's so much of this duality to Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, we're davening, and we're attacking ourselves, and we're crying to Hashem. And on the other end, it's yontiv. And there's simcha. And we walk in, we're supposed to wear nice suits. And the Mishnah talks about this duality and this seemingly contradictory state where he says, wear a nice suit, but don't wear your nicest. Because on one hand it's din, no halal, because there should be some level of yira, but there's also sin, need, and have a beautiful suit, the besimcha. And we tant and we are besimcha because we have bitachon. You should also have bitachon that it's going to be good. And this is our avodah, to put in the hishtadlus, be honest with ourselves, be critical of ourselves in a positive way, to work on ourselves and to grow. But once we do that, run underneath the cloak of Hashem and know that then Hashem's going to have rachmanis on us. And it's going to be incredible. And believe in that and have complete simcha in the end. Complete simcha. Be honest with ourselves to fix ourselves, but then once we do that, know that Hashem's going to take care of us. It's going to be a beautiful year. But through that all, again, just to remind us, going back to that Yitlib of Bittul Torah, through that all, is to remember one big avodah for all of us. That's the chizik to all of us. Especially to Elul Zman. And Elul Zman is the beginning of a new Zman in Yeshiva. There's certain yeshivas that started already. Certain yeshivas that just started this week. Certain yeshivas starting next week. It's a Zman of Hischadshus and learning Torah as well. And we have to remember, that's going to give us the clarity. And that's going to give us the relationship as well. We've said it here so many times. The Baal Tanya and Perek Daled, that beautiful line. I think I said it in Hask in one of the shurim as well this year. I say, I don't know. There's very few shurim I don't say this. This is one. It's probably the most repeated Torah that I say is Baal Tanya Perek Daled. It could be. I don't know if there. I've never checked in my notes. Maybe the Chever. But that every time we learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hugging us. And therefore, when you learn Torah, we're going to accomplish both of these aspects of Ari Miklat. That's what Ram is telling. We're going to have the clarity to know what's MS and to fix ourselves. Ki nemer Torah. But we're also going to have the relationship with Hashem to run and build that relationship that Hashem will have rachmanos on us. So there's no better avoida to work on and to push ourselves in than Torah during this Zman. And that's maybe that's beautiful how every year it's coincides. This Elul Zman, this new Hischadshus of Torah. And I reread a story I want to share with the Chevra. It's a long story here. I'll tell you the beginning, but I want to read the end. It's in this a touch of purity from Rechiel Spiro, beautiful stories in Torah for Elul Yom Noraim. It's G'day. G'day. He says it was his boy Mati. Mati grew up in Germany before the Holocaust. And Mati, at first,
you know, basically he was a very inquisitive mind, and he was very bright, and he learned on a very high level. And his father, therefore, he wanted to learn more. His father set him up to learn with this Rav Leibel, to have a special chavrusa with Rav Leibel, and they learned together. And it was before his bar mitzvah, he already learned together with him 40 blads of brachos. And then this Rav Leibel, he helped him prepare his bar mitzvah pshetel. And the bar mitzvah pshetel in Europe, until today in the yeshivish world, is very like serious with big Torahs. In our world, you know, our bar mitzvah speech is more about thank you to our parents and grandparents and some making fun of our siblings, you know. But lamaisa, it's more of like a real drasha, a real shir. Not even a drasha, like a real shir. And this Rav Leibel prepared with him, and it was already, the writing was on the wall at this point. By the time of Mati's bar mitzvah, there was already different persecution and anti-Semitic rhetoric and things going on. But Baruch Hashem, he was able to have his bar mitzvah, but that was like the very end of normalcy. And it was really very quickly, after the bar mitzvah, was when Mamish Ol Gehenim let out, and the Holocaust really began. And Mati and his family, they were very lucky. They were zoiche to leave right at the beginning and get to America and survive. And Mati sat and learned, and he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he went into business. He was very matzliach, and he was like a lecturer in certain areas. It doesn't even say what. And he was always wondering what happened to his Rebbe Rav Leibel. And he found out, he heard through people that he survived, and he heard he was in France. And one time he had to go to France to give a lecture there. And he was looking for this Rav Leibel. He thought he'd find him. And he heard that he just missed him. He like moved to another city in France, Chvesnish. And then like a few years later, he went to that city. And again, he couldn't find him. He heard, oh, he made Aliyah. And he was cheshbening at this point. He was already, this Rebbe must have been in his late 70s. In 1995, he finally made his way to Eretz Yisrael. This Mati finally made his way to Eretz Yisrael. And basically, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, at that point, he already forgot about Rav Leibel. But he met some Yerushalmi, and they were talking. And then he met someone else, and they were talking, and they realized they were from the same city in Germany, and they were reminiscing about different things. And he asked him, do you know about this Rav Leibel? He says, yeah, I know Rav Leibel, and I think he's still alive. He was, at this point, he was in his, like late 80s, and he said he was living in Telstone. And somehow he made a few other phone calls. And Rav Mati was able to get Label's number. He's in there just raw. And he's able to get this Rav Leibel who built him into his Kesher to Torah. And he dialed the number. And I'll read you the rest from the story. The phone rang twice. And then a weak voice answered. Mati introduced himself and waited for his Rebbe to recognize the name. But his worst fears were confirmed. Rav Leibel apologized, but could not place the name of Mati or his family. He did not remember Mati's father or that he was a Shoichet. Mati was deflated, but he realized that it was unrealistic to expect his Rebbe to remember him. After all, he had taught so many boys. Why did he remember him in particular? He thanked Rav Leibel for spending a few moments talking with him, and he was about to hang up the phone. Tears formed in his eyes, though he was not really sure why. And he fought back the urge to break down and cry. Right before he hung up the phone, he was struck by an idea. He closed his eyes and transported himself back to the era of long ago. And then after an awkward 15 seconds of silence, he began to repeat the words of his bar mitzvah drasha. The Braisa Mitzchus Kriso states, line by line, as if in a trance, he repeated the pshetel, cherishing each word. At first, there was complete and total silence on the phone. But then suddenly a voice crackled. Mati, is that you? Mati continued with the questions from Tosfos and the Shagas Arya they remember so clearly. As he repeated the drasha, tears streamed down his cheeks. On the other end of the line, Rav Leibel could not control his excitement. He listened intently as Mati repeated more and more of the pshetel. The words of Torah were etched eternally in both their neshamas, and no amount of time would cause them to be lost. Mati, Mati, when can I see you? It was as if he had found his long-lost son, thrilled. Mati arranged to meet his Rebbe later that day. It was an emotional encounter. They shared a warm embrace, wiped away their tears as they thought about all that had been lost. The two of them enjoyed each other's company, caught up on the last 50 years of their lives. As he walked out of the apartment, Mati kissed his Rebbe goodbye, and the two embraced again. Half century had passed, and they lived on opposite sides of the world. There were no Jews who remained from their village. Hitler destroyed every last remnant of the town. It was one thing that even he could not touch. It was the only thing that would forever connect them. It is what he connected us to. It is what connected us to our generations past. Ever since it was handed to us on Har Sinai, our Heilige Torah. Torah can return us to our source, as we say every day in davening: Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarsecha, V'Karveinu L'Akeinu L'Vodasecha. Bring us back, our Father, to your Torah, and bring us near our King, to your service. By using the code, we can come close and dip in the fountain of youth, the wellspring of tshuva. The Torah Mamish brought them back together. The Torah wiped away 50 years of distraction. The Torah brings clarity. The Torah brings emes. The Torah brings us back to where we're supposed to be. So too for us. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ar. Yitle bebitl Torah. Our avoyda is to be honest with ourselves. Our avoyda is to be mitaken that which needs tikkun. Our avoyda is to run to the Ribbono Shel Olam and be one with Him. You know the greatest way, the best of ways for all of that. It's a kushir to Torah. To make sure Torah is a very serious, real part of life. Part of our life. And we'll be zoichet to be mitaken what needs to be mitaken. We'll be zoichet to have the Ribbono Shel Olam, the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we've left the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we did, and if we haven't been where we should be, and we're distanced from the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like that Torah brought Mati and Rav Leibel back together, brings us back together in those beautiful ways. And through that we'll be zoichet to ksiv l'chim tovah gugvent yor, your simcha, your bracha, your yeshuos and refuos, for all of Chavisra.